On the line now, I have Anita McGuill from Citizens Information. Good afternoon, Anita.
Hello, John.
Hello. Listen, thanks very much for taking the call. A bit short notice because I was having a bit of trouble there contacting Jackie. Now, we're heading into another huge lockdown. So will Citizens Information still be providing the same service that they're doing at the moment?
We will. We were still currently answering the phones and emails, and this service will continue as it was.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, there was the recent budget. There were some changes in that. I think you were going to talk about maybe a couple of them.
Yes, but we'll look basically more on the social welfare and how the budget changes affect that. So the total social protection budget in 2021 will be 25.126 billion. Of this, 3.18 billion is COVID-19 related expenditure. There'll be no increase in weekly social welfare payments. And in relation to the COVID-19 pandemic and employment payment, an earnings threshold of 480 per month will be introduced for self-employed people getting the pandemic and employment payment to allow them to take up occasional work opportunities and keep up the pandemic payment. Self-employed people who resume their business on a limited or reduced basis when they leave the pandemic payment will be eligible for the part-time job incentive scheme. I'm sure everyone's happy to hear that the Christmas bonus of 100% will be paid in early December 2020 to people getting a long-term social welfare payment. And the bonus will also be to people who are getting COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payments and the job seekers payments for at least 4 months. The weekly rate for a qualified child will be increased by €2 from €36 to €38 for children under age of 12. And it will increase by €5 from €40 to €45 for children age 12 and over. And this change will be implemented from the January 2021. The one-parent family payment earnings threshold of €425 will be removed. So at the moment, the one of the rules for a one-parent family payment is that your earnings cannot exceed €425. So from the April of 2021, this rule will be taken out. The work and family payment income thresholds will be increased by €10 per week for families with up to 3 children, and that will come in effect from January 2021. So for the families with one child, the threshold will move from €531 to €541. For families with 2 children, instead of €632, it will be €642. And for the families with 3 children, instead of 733, it will be 743. The threshold with a 4 children family and more remains the same. The parents' benefit will be extended by 3 weeks from 2 weeks to 5 weeks for parents of children born or adopted from November 2019. The period it can be taken will be extended up to your child's second birthday or within 2 years following adoption. And again, this will come in effect from April 2021. The widowed or surviving civil partner grant will increase by 2,000 from 6,000 to 8,000. And this again will happen from January 2021. In respect of disability and illness payments, the number of waiting days for illness benefits will be reduced from 6 days, which is currently, to 3 days on new claims, and that will come in effect in February of 2021. The earnings disregard for disability allowance will increase by €20 per week, from €120 to €140 per week, and this will come from June 2021. A grant of up to €500 to buy hearing aids and up to €100 towards repairs will be provided under the treatment benefit scheme without requiring a matching payment by the claimant, and this will be available from the April of 2021. The good news for state pension is that the qualifying age for a state pension will continue to be 66. Legislation will be introduced later in 2020 to reverse the increase in pension age to 67, currently included in social welfare legislation. So we'll be back to 66. In respect of the fuel allowance, it will be increased by 3.50 per week from 24.50 as it is now to 28 euro, and that will come in effect in January 2021. It's also increased by 5 euro in living alone increase, which means that people from January 2021 will receive 19 euro instead of 14. There also is an increase of 150 euro for the care support grant, meaning that from June 2021, the payment will be 1,850 instead of 1,700 it is now. And also there is a change for the employment support, which employers currently pay 11.05% Class A employee PRSI on the weekly earnings over 394 euro. This will be increased to 398 from January 2021. They also provide 10 million for employment support for people who are unemployed, with specific focus on youth unemployment. And the training grant support of 1,000 euro will be extended to job seekers with disabilities who avail of employability service. This payment will help support access to workplace. Again, the employment wage subsidy scheme will continue until 31st of March 2021, and supports under a similar scheme are likely to continue from 1st April 2021. So if you would like to have more information about changes in the budget or entitlements, or basically to find out more about how the budget changes affect your payment or circumstances, give us a call on 07 61 07 190. That's 07 61 07 8190. In the line with government guidelines, our face-to-face service is not open at present, but we are continuing to provide the service via phone and email, including help with filling in the form. You can also find further information on our website, which is www.citizensinformation.ie. And there is a contact form you can fill out there if you would like to request a callback from an information provider.
Okay, Anita, thanks very much for doing that. I know that was very short notice, and so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And I'll be talking to either yourself or Jackie next Wednesday.
Thanks very much for having us.
Okay, thank you, Anita.